So, you have a new Fantastic Beasts movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, alright, so what's going on with, what's his name? Nugget Scaffolding.
Newt Scamander.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, at the beginning of the movie, he's gonna help this magical creature called a Chilin give birth.
Okay.
But then Credence and some other Grindelwald followers pop out and kill the mother and steal the baby and give it to Grindelwald, who slits its throat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hope little kids don't come see this one, because it's gonna be brutal.
Oh, boy, you've got some issues, I think. So what's up with this animal? Why did they want it anyway?
Well, this freaking little baby deer-looking thing could see inside people's souls, and sometimes they use it in wizard elections, and also it can see the future a bit.
They use little magical baby deers in their political system?
Yeah, they do, because we kind of have no choice but to have a Fantastic Beast involved in the story somehow.
That's a good point. We kind of wrote ourselves into a corner with these titles.
So anyway, turns out the mama deer actually had twins, and Newt manages to save the other baby.
Oh, very sweet. Why did Grindelwald kill the other one, though?
Well, he does some dark magic stuff with it, and now he can kind of see the future.
Oh.
And also, he brings it back to life and manipulates it so it'll choose him during the elections of the next big head wizard or whatever.
Isn't he a wanted criminal?
He is, yeah, but he gets some politicians to say that he's not a wanted criminal anymore, and that means he can be a candidate immediately.
Yeah, I feel like the wizarding political system's kinda nonsensical.
Yeah, I mean, please don't think about it too much.
Oh, okay.
Although a bunch of the movie revolves around it.
What?
So anyway, Dumbledore wants to stop Grindelwald, but they have that blood pact thing where they can't even think about it. Attacking each other.
Wow, so what do?
They think of elaborate ways of attacking each other.
I guess that makes sense.
But, since Grindelwald can see the future, the good guys have to go on almost nonsensical adventures, just kind of a string of things happening for a while.
What do you mean?
They need to make their plan so confusing and hard to follow that Grindelwald won't know what's going on.
That kind of sounds like you're preemptively making excuses for your own storytelling.
Nope, it's to confuse Grindelwald.
Oh, alright, so what kind of stuff do they get up to?
Oh, well, Dumbledore's gonna send this one guy Yusuf to go spy on Grindelwald.
Oh boy, I bet that's gonna mess with Grindelwald's plans.
You know it, sir. Later in the movie, Yusuf's gonna knock like three guys over.
Oh, so, you know, mission accomplished.
I guess, yeah, that doesn't sound super impactful, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess it's not, but we're gonna do it anyway.
Well, okay then.
Oh, and also Dumbledore's gonna be like, hey, that muggle Jacob, he's such a good guy, let's get him on the team, let's give him a wand.
Why does he do that?
So Jacob could have a wand in the movie trailer and no other reason.
Oh, he can't actually use it?
No, I mean, he's a muggle, but this other good witch is gonna make it seem like he's using magic, and it's gonna look like an assassination attempt on Grindelwald.
Doesn't he hate muggles?
He does, yeah, that's his whole thing, his supporters too.
Why fuel that fire?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, and also Jacob wants Queenie back, but she's like on the dark side now.
Oh yeah, why is that again?
Because.
Right, okay. And so what's going on with Queenie's sister, Tina? She was a big part of the last two movies, wasn't she?
Yeah, super important character, but she's busy, so she's only gonna be in like one scene.
She's busy?
Yeah, she got a big promotion, so she's got some important stuff to do.
More important than saving the world and her sister, who's with the most dangerous wizard there is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and what about that Credence guy?
Oh, well, he's Dumbledore's nephew, and he's dying, and he's sad, and he's in this movie, because he was in the other two.
That is a good reason to include him, sure.
Also, at a certain point, Newt's brother is going to be put in this prison with these little crab creatures, and Newt's going to have to save him.
How does he manage that?
By doing this.
Oh, doing this is tight.
Yeah, so he's going to do that for quite some time and save the day.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Of course.
What the hell's going on?
Exactly.
Right.
So now that a bunch of stuff has happened, it's time for the wizard elections.
Oh, it is. Okay, great.
And since it's such a tight race, they decide to go with the ancient tradition of a magical baby deer kneeling in front of someone who's pure of heart.
Ah, but it's Grindelwald's zombie deer.
It is, and so then it kneels in front of Grindelwald and the crowd goes wild and vote for him.
Is there no way for them to verify that this baby deer hasn't been compromised?
There's not, no. So everybody votes for Grindelwald.
Dang.
Yeah, so right away he declares war on the muggles and starts torturing Jacob in front of everyone because of that assassination attempt.
Wait, do these people think that Jacob is a muggle or that he tried to assassinate Grindelwald using magic? It seems like it can't be both.
Hey, shut up. So then the good guys are like, actually, that baby deer is dead and it has a twin and we have it and this one will kneel in front of the real person who is pure of heart.
And everybody just trusts that they're telling the truth?
They do, yeah, because the zombie deer kind of just re-dies immediately.
Oh, great.
So then you know who this creature kneels in front of? You know who's pure of heart?
I'm
mean, if I had to guess, I'd say Jacob, right? Because then Grindelwald and all his followers would be confronted with the idea that a muggle can also be pure-hearted. And also, I think Dumbledore was maybe hinting at this, right? Isn't that why he brought him on the team? Because he's a good guy?
Oh, yeah, that would have been pretty good, I guess. I have it kneeling in front of Dumbledore.
What's the logic there?
People like Dumbledore.
Oh, that is true. A lot of brand recognition on the name Dumbledore.
Yeah.
So Dumbledore becomes this lead wizard or whatever?
Well, actually, he's like, no, thank you, I don't want it. So then the baby deer kneels in front of this other candidate, Santo, so then she gets elected.
Oh, is that a good thing?
I guess. I mean, we're not really going to explain who she is or what her deal is.
Well, I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe. So then Grindelwald is going to attack Credence, and Dumbledore's got to stop him.
Oh, it's going to be hard for him to do that with that whole blood pact thing.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, because Dumbledore stepped in, that breaks the blood pact because of fate, and now they can fight again.
Why does that break the blood pact?
Magic.
How does that make sense, though?
It's magic.
Okay.
So then they have just the most desaturated fight.
Very exciting.
Yeah, but they don't really want to kill each other because they have this very deep, very easy to edit out for China love for each other.
Very romantic, except for in the Chinese market.
And so then Grindelwald kind of retreats and jumps off a wall.
Where does he go?
Into the sequel, if this makes money.
Got it. Well, it better make money, or I don't know how I'm going to manage to buy Canada.
That doesn't seem like a realistic goal, sir.
I want that poutine.
All right, so then we wrap things up and Jacob and Queenie get married.
Oh, is she just all forgiven for having helped Grindelwald almost rise to power?
Yeah, she's all good.
A very quick redemption.
So what do you think?
Oh, it sounds like a great movie. I do think we're gonna have to play it safe and recast Johnny Depp, though, just because, you know, there's a bunch of stories out there. Just play it safe.
No problem. Maybe we get Mads Mikkelsen to play Grindelwald.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. How do we explain the sudden change in appearance between the movies, though?
We just don't.
All right, I mean, that feels a little weird, but at least this way we're sure we're not associated with any potentially controversial actors.
We'll be in the clear, yeah.
Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to this new pitch meeting only YouTube channel. That would help out a lot, because then the YouTube algorithm would see that and be like, hey, yeah. Yeah. Also hit the like button, please.